guns and have the lives that
herbal wisdom don't kill no one. Herbal wisdom help you understand. Herbal wisdom natural healer. Herbal wisdom life preserver.
Give we a license, better give we a license. Give we a license, better give we a license. Give we a license, better give we a license.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the Cousins and BS podcast, or a live show. It's season two. And we're just jamming out to some music as we wait for other listeners to roll on the call. And just in case we need to say it, we do not own the rights to the music that will be played through tonight's show. We're just showing some love and appreciation to some of, you know, the greats of our culture. Maybe try using our comment box. Just let us know that you're here live. Type something, say hi, say hello. Maybe drop a name or so. So it's season two, family, and the cousins are back. Happy New Year. What a gone? How you been? Are you ready for a second season with the cousins who inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit about all things made in the West Indies? Damn, Red, like, we're doing this. A brand new year, a brand new show. Same old cousins, minus a few of us, right?
But yes, yes.
Nonetheless, season will be better than ever before. We have so much to talk about and share with you this season. And before we get too far into it, I am Cousin Smishy V, your self-proclaimed whiskey connoisseur. And along with me tonight is Cousin Red, everybody's favorite and master of all things vibes. Wagwan, cousin.
Wagwan, Medea. Mr. Fix-It is here.
Mr. Fix-It is here. Yeah. How you been? It's a new year. Like, it's season two of our podcast. How you feeling about this?
I'm excited. I feel wonderful.
Yeah, are you excited?
Dream passes ahead.
And you, okay. Are you excited about the different dynamic of this season?
I'm excited about the whole overarching thing, you know?
Okay. That's good.
I feel like we're going to have some guest appearance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This season will be the season of guest cousins and guest folks joining us and listening in on all the good stuff that we have to share. So, you know, we want to welcome you. For those of you who are listening live to our kickoff show, we're excited. This is brand new for us. It's very different from our pilot season that we launched in 2001, where, you know, the shows were pre-recorded and then you were able to stream them on a certain day. So special shout outs and big ups to our live listeners. And if you're tuning in after this airs, make sure you buy your cousin or your friend that shared this link with you a Colbert or a QRM or a data plan so they can tune in again next week. You know, thank them for bringing us into your lives. So, and if Red shared the link with you, do I need to tell them what to buy you, Red, or do they already know what to buy you?
Everyone knows what to buy me.
Okay.
One pack of tuck soup.
That should be a New Year's resolution. But yeah, we are really, really excited. And, you know, this season, even though the dynamics is different, we will still be taking you down memory lane about all things made in the West Indies. We'll definitely love to hear from you, though. So please type in the comment section things that you want us to share our opinions on. Ask us questions. tell us your story. Of course, if you want it to be anonymous, like, we're not out here being snitches. We won't call no name or drop any hints. So whatever it is, we are here for it. Just let us know, you know, so you can become a cousin who's not a cousin, who might be a cousin. I don't know, whatever Red said last season, something along those lines. But yeah, we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to talk about some of the top reasons why Jamaicans set and break their New Year's resolution. So, Red, like, how do you even feel, first off, about New Year's resolution? Like, what are your take on it? Is it bullshit, good shit? I don't know. How do you feel?
I think it's bullshit. I think it's a goal that you set that you normally can't obtain, or you give up halfway on it.
But why do you think people give up halfway? Why do you think that people don't see their New Year's resolution through?
Honestly, you could just set an easy goal, like go to the gas station or something. I don't know. But it's something someone that...
Not going to the gas station. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm saying something simple. I mean, it's something you want to obtain and you want to push yourself to, but if you also fall short, you're okay with it.
Right. And it's I think that's a good point. Go ahead.
It's like going to the gym the first week of the year.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, which is like the number one goal that a lot of Jamaicans, you know, set. They're like, you watch next year. Mega eat better. Mega get into shape. You know, like, mega shape up myself in the new year. You know, whether it means going to the gym or losing weight. But if they skip one day, they feel like such a failure. So they don't even bother to continue, you know. So it's like you said, like, you have to stop treating it like it's going to happen in one day. Like, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So I think that's the number one reason why, you know, a lot of these New Year's resolution, they don't feel, because people literally, and I will say this, people justify putting something off that they should have been doing a long time ago, or, you know, they've been procrastinating on. So they justify it by making it into a New Year's resolution. And that is basically, you know, trying to take your old self into a new season. Like, think about it. Over the holiday, we just came off the Thanksgiving and the Christmas and the New Year holiday. How much time you hear Jamaican people say, or people in our family? Yeah, man, at Christmas, I'm going to just eat. And when the new year comes, I'm going to start eating better. Or I'm going to stop eating so much in the new year. Like, why would you put that pressure on yourself when you know you're not going to stop? Why? Why do people do that? Red, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Okay. So why would people not set, you know, more simpler goals, like, all right, maybe I'm going to cook more at home. That's something that you could do. That's something that's achievable. You know, like, why you have to stop a kid? If you go to a doctor, you have to stop a KFC, you have to stop a Juicy Beef. You know how to stop a hard drink. Why?
Like I said,
go ahead.
Like I said, you're setting up a goal that you're expected to break. That's pretty much what a New Year resolution is.
As far as me see it, if you're not stopped, then I make the quarters, then you call for buy shrimp, you don't have to stop. No, that is a stop. That is a must stop. But any other stop than that, go ahead and go cook.
That's a stop I can pass, though. Not pass chain line, but me pass make the quarter.
But see, that's what I mean. Like, you not going to pass the cold skin soup. But I couldn't hear that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So here is my advice then for people who set the goal that they want to get in shape, which means, you know, eat healthier or, you know, lose weight. We're from the Caribbean. We like music. How about instead of thinking that you have to go running or walking or you have to be in the gym every day, how about you just put on some music? Dance for 30 minutes, dance. You know how much energy you can burn jumping up and down from a cable dance song? Think about that. Exactly. So why not just set something as realistic like that? And as simple as, you know, cook more, because most of our food, I would say, just culturally is healthy. It's a lot of veggies or, you know, fish and all that stuff, which is already so healthy. So why put this burden on yourself to do something that you know that's not achievable? I don't know. The next one. Go ahead.
I think people just... it's a trendy thing to do. Yeah, I said a New Year's resolution. Like,
but then you beat yourself up after if you don't accomplish it?
I don't. I just want more for next year. That's all.
You don't, because your real resolution is just getting a box of like Grace Cox soup or getting Grace Cox
soup. That's it. Big box. That's it. That's simple. It's a simple goal.
That's a simple goal. But is that a goal that's attainable? Can you attain that?
That's true. You want to know what my real New Year's resolution for this year is?
Okay, what is it?
Buy a house.
And that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Have you already done the simple steps to accomplish that? Okay. Then you're working towards that. Well, that is a good segue into the third one that I had on my list. People always say in the new year, Nemagochuahana partner, which is usually to accomplish something bigger, like, you know, buy a car, build a house, something like that. But people always say Nemagochuahana partner, but they want first draw or last draw.
I'm not gonna lie. When it comes to partner, I'm a first draw.
And right, because then you get all your money, but are you one of those people who stop pay after and then everybody have to hunt you down for their partner money?
No, I'm not that person. I'm the person that think if I don't get the first job and it ends, I already got my money.
Oh my God.
That's the way I think.
But if you get the last draw, then when you get your money, you don't have to pay back any.
How about that? But what happens if you don't get to the last draw? The second to last guy decides he ain't paying no money.
Well, I think that's a good goal. So if anybody wants to start, because usually I think statistics say that most New Year's resolution die by January 17th. So if you haven't set one yet and you want to set one, think about Chuanahana partner. You have a week and a couple of days left to get that one going. Well, people always say,
what's your goal for this year?
My New Year's resolution?
Mm-hmm.
I think my New Year's resolution is to stick to my workout plan. I thought I was trying
to get a new bottle of whiskey.
Mm.
Well, in the woods.
That's a real short-term resolution because I might buy one tomorrow. But I had set a goal that I wanted to work out every day for 30 days in the month of January, because by that time I would have developed like a real habit and wouldn't stop. But then, like everybody else, I'm human. If I miss one day, I start like beating myself up. But I need to start realizing that, okay, I didn't like physically run 7 miles or do a crazy workout routine. But I was outside gardening for damn near 3 hours. That still counts as a workout. Box check.
That is a good workout.
Exactly. So stuff like that, that I can hold myself accountable for, that's half of the work. Like, I'm done killing myself about stuff like that. Well, the next one,
you know, that's the key to working out, starting off eating healthy.
There we go. So start in small increments. You want to get in shape? Eat healthier. You want to eat healthier? Cook more of your yard. Stop by the KFC and the patty. Although, I can't resist a good shrimp patty, so who am I to talk about it? But everything in moderation.
Isn't that true?
That is true. People always say they were read that they're going to change their life in the new year. What does that mean? Does it mean to be a better person?
Like, I don't know, man. I think it means letting go of some bad habits, some
like old baggages that you've been carrying on, like trying to start a new slate.
Some waste money, just get rid of it in the new year. It's like a mindset and a time to restart.
When I hear people say, make a change in my life in the new year, I always think, okay, you're going to give your life to the Lord. You're going to get baptized. You're going to be a Christian. Like, that's what you want to do. You want to change your life.
So, not for me. When I hear that, I'm thinking you're going to get rid of something that was bad in the past or the last year. Like, yeah, I want to carry on. I'm coming to you. Go sell it in that new year.
But is that really changing your life?
Oh, yeah, that's changing your life.
When people say change your life, like, I'm thinking,
are you all right, you're going to stop
that door, you're going to stop drink, you're going to stop what church. No, no.
Does that change your life?
You're going to get, of course. You're going to get a new job, start a business. I don't know. I think that's one of my New Year's resolutions. Like, yeah, change my life. That needs to go to the top of my list. I need to change my life. Whatever it means, mega do it. Type and tell me what it means. I don't know, but we want to change my life for the new year.
Sound like you're giving your hand to God.
Say what?
Sound like you're giving your hand to God.
There we go. Doesn't it sound like that? It really does.
So you're listening, yes. If you ask me, I'm hearing something else.
What are you hearing?
I'm gonna find a husband, settle down, and have some kids.
Oh Lord, have mercy! Is that really changing your life, or is that turning your life upside down?
It's a change.
It's a change, but okay. Mm-hmm. Let me. Praise. I want to be a better person. I want to change my life for the better.
Okay. I fully understand that.
Mm-hmm. But some of the reasons, though, why I think these New Year resolution fail, number one, like people don't believe in themselves. You know, like they already foresee the New Year's resolution before them even start it, before the New Year even start. And so they cripple, you know, the idea before even giving it a true try. Like, you set out to do something and then you don't believe in yourself. You're like, I'm going to lose 60 pounds. But Lord God, me can't really lose 60 pounds? I don't know. They don't believe in themselves.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and I feel like the only way to defeat like doubt is like you have to be your biggest cheerleader. I don't care, like whatever you have to say to yourself, say it. Me a good as, good up self, say a one prayer looking in the mirror and say whatever you gotta say, but you have to give yourself a chance. I think people also, by you know, doubting themselves, they think too much, they overthink it. And then they don't do enough because they spend all this time overthinking what they have to do to achieve this goal or to check this resolution off. And so they don't spend enough time actually working towards, you know, the small increments and the things that can actually get them one step closer. So it's a resolution of thinking rather than doing.
Well, that's a strong point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an overthinker. I should know.
It sounds like a mindset, too.
Think about us with even this podcast. Like, how many family get-together and how many drinking and chatting bullshit we have said, oh, we should start a podcast. We should do it. Like, oh, we have such good conversations when we get together. You know, we give good advice, like I would pay for this advice. And then how many years later did we actually say, you know what? We're going to do it. And then how many cousins later are we doing it?
That's true.
You see what I mean?
I think you have to put in the work to get the result. It's going to take more than 1 year just to change your Maybe you should set a 10-year resolution instead of a 1-year.
I don't even believe in putting a time on it, because then the more time you think you have, the more you procrastinate. If you know, say you have, think about when we were in school and we have exam for study for, or we have homework for do. If you get the homework on Friday and you know, say it due Monday or Tuesday, when you're going to do it? Let's be honest. You're going to do it Friday even when you come home from school?
Some people might.
I'm just saying, but majority of us, we're going to wait till Sunday night when we done play Stucky Freezy and Boxway, and your mother lick you and say, go take up your book. You pack your bag for school tomorrow and you say, shit, you have homework. That's when you do your homework. Like, the more time you think you have, the more procrastination it leads to. So I just believe in just do it. You don't have to do it in full. Like I said, don't treat it like a sprint. If you think about it as a marathon, just do small pieces to get to that part. Maybe you do a couple multiplications Saturday and then finish it up Sunday, but don't think, oh, 3 days.
Well, I'm the kind of person to do my Monday homework Monday morning class.
Exactly.
So I sympathize with people that do the same thing.
I don't know. I can sympathize with the overthinkers, but not the procrastinators.
See, I understand both. The thing is, if you get it done, you get it done.
Okay. So what about the people who are in too much of a hurry to get it done? Like the little pitney with, as the teacher done put the homework on the board, then do it before we even left the classroom. And then...
Well, that's good.
No, because when you're in too much of a hurry, because you want it to be quick and easy and say, oh, you have your full weekend, you miss the importance of the whole thing. It's called a homework. Like a homework is not necessarily, like, it's designed to teach us so much more. And when we're kids, we don't think about it, but it's designed to teach us patience, to help us to exercise and practice that muscle of patience. Because if you can follow the instruction to say, this work is supposed to be done at home, if you do it before you even left the classroom, before the teacher even done write the panel board, you're not really getting the true goal behind what the homework was designed to do.
So it was designed to see how you can
work outside of the classroom.
So what were the people that would copy homework Monday morning?
Then they go sit down on that. Wow, boys. We borrow the folder paper and then copy all your name and date of birth too.
I wouldn't say all that, but at least.
Well, I don't know. Well, another one on here are reasons why people think that New Year's resolution fail is because people are setting goals that have a process that they don't enjoy. So say, for example, like you're a superstar mechanic, and then I know shit about making an engine or a car from scratch or whatever. And then me got to take upon myself and say, you know what, for 2022, I want to build a car. I have no reason or purpose setting a goal like that. So I'm not going to enjoy that process. I don't know the goal. Exactly. That is. So I think people need to set goals that are within. I guess I'm not discouraging people to reach beyond and push themselves, but you need to know your limit, you know? I mean, how do you feel about that? Because it sounds like you're saying stay in your lane, but people are capable of doing whatever they want to do. But I also feel like chances of you succeeding, setting a goal that is something that you like and enjoy, is better than setting a goal for something you have nothing, no business doing. I don't know. What do you think?
But what happens is a goal you want to achieve. Like, you're just curious. You just got the better of you. Curiosity, like you said. Like,
yeah.
I want to do this thing.
Right. You know?
I want to make a baked ziti from scratch.
What is that? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what a baked ziti.
I want to say this, though. I did set a New Year's resolution for myself that I think it's a big task. I might not have any business doing it, but in my head, I'm thinking, I come from a family with a background of carpentry and people who are very handy and a bunch of independent women who can do bad all by themselves. So my true goal, what you had asked me earlier for 2022 is, I want to build a fireplace in my house by myself, a DIY project. And I have done the preliminary like research. I've found the videos. I know what to do, but I just don't know how to get there. Like, there are tools involved that I never thought about, like the cost of buying like a nail gun.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's a huge goal.
My friend said that to me. He was like, I think that's a lot. And I got mad because I felt like he was saying that I couldn't do it. And I was like, bitch, I can do it. And I'm going to show you that I can do it. So I feel like now, even if I was scared, I can't back down because I put my foot in my mouth and said, I'm going to motherfucking do it. So now I have to motherfucking do it.
See, it's not a wise investment. One, you're going to buy all these tools to make this one-off thing you're not going to do anymore. Two, if it comes out looking like shit, you're going to feel like shit. So,
no.
Anyways, the money. So,
okay, Keith, but think about this. What if I invest in these tools and I do it and I'm like, damn, I'm good at this. I'm going to start making shit. I'm going to remake the whole motherfucking house. I'm going to just keep making stuff. What if I unlock a talent that I didn't know that I had? No, think about it.
There's more to that than just remaking your house. There's codes. There's permits you got to pull.
What if that's the next chapter of my life and I'm just letting somebody tell me that it's too big of a task?
Listen, I support you 100. If you manage to fuck up, I bring the uncles with me and we come straighten it out for you.
That's what I'm banking on. I mean, like, I get Uncle Becca up here and Uncle Dave is like, what did I do wrong? But I feel like I could give it a shot.
You sure can.
Okay, so this is the start of our season 2. Guys, hold me to it. I'm going to take a couple of before pictures and after. I'm going to build myself a fireplace in my house.
I want to use the fireplace. I want to be there this winter using your fire. Well, it would be the next one, right?
Winter. It could be summer. We can crank the air down and turn the fire on.
That's unnatural.
So we can do it. Okay. So that's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to build myself a fireplace. And Akeet will be here to test it out.
To enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So question, is it going to be a real fireplace with wood or one of those one with the LED light in the back?
Yeah, it's going to be like the electric one just because. Right. But I'm going to share this. It's a flat wall. I'm going to have to build it out and then.
No. But listen, here I am thinking I could stick a marshmallow in there and.
I mean, you could. Get
real heat and rub my hands together. But I got to temper my expectations.
Oh my God. Maybe we'll have to do that in the oven or in the backyard. We don't know.
I think you should make a fire pit.
Well, okay. So do you think that there is such a thing as trying too hard on a New Year's resolution? Yes, I'm going to ask you first before I come. Okay. In what essence or aspect do you think that people set these New Year resolutions and then they try too hard, so they end up failing?
I mean, the biggest one I see is people talking about their own, that okra and steamed fish body.
Okra and steamed fish body?
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Body?
Hmm?
With the, that's like spice body. You mean like the big boobies, big booty?
No, just like nice thick body. Like, you know, they're going to go to the gym and
right.
2 months in, they fall off and actually end up fatter than they were last year.
Damn. Okay. So maybe not to that extreme, but like one, and I'm a prime example of this one, where like recently when I thought I was going to return to the office for in-person work before they pushed it back, given the recent spike in the COVID cases, I tried on a bunch of new work clothes that I had purchased at the start of the pandemic 2 years ago, but I never got to wear them because we went to working from home. So I had to do a work travel trip and nothing could fit me. Like, I haven't even taken the tags off yet and everything tight look like squeeze me see not fun me uncle kind of tight. I was like, me have to go lose 10 pounds to get back to my regular weight so I can fit into this stuff, or I'm going to have to buy new work clothes. And I'm like, I just bought this. Like, no, like, I'm not buying new stuff. So my goal was lose 10 pounds before the new year so that I can fit in my work clothes to go back to work. Well, let's just say, thank God I'm not in the office and I'm still working from home, because I was trying so hard. I started depriving myself of food. Like, I will come home from the gym at 8 o'clock or from my workout studio at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, I'm going to have a cup of tea and then I'm just going to relax and I'm not going to eat anything until tomorrow. And I'm holding it out and I'm sticking to it. I used to, when 12 turned to come, we can't hold it no more. So eat it like me, you know. What could I eat? At 8 o'clock, I'll burn it off, stifle myself, try so hard, and then me at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I stuff my face with all the nasty food that I was fighting myself to not eat at 8 o'clock, which defeat the whole purpose of the place. So, I don't know. That's just...
I got good news.
What?
Literally, 80% of the family is becoming plant-based people.
I mean, but I've been doing that forever, so that's good. Welcome to the team.
But I'm saying that's good. Not me. I'm rooting for y'all. I'm rooting for y'all. Not me.
I think that's what saves me some of the times with my cravings, because I don't have like a regular diet. Like, I have been a vegetarian for almost 20 years, since I was in the ninth grade in high school. So I primarily stay slim because I don't eat garbage most of the time, or what I call garbage.
Whoa.
I call garbage.
Well, listen here, I'm a proud meatitarian all my life, okay? Since the first grade.
And you're in good shape, except for your beer belly. I'm just saying.
No, I'm a dad. That's okay.
I work out just so I can drink beer and whiskey. I don't work out for anything else. It just happens that it looks good on me. But the real truth is the beer and the whiskey. Can't do without it. But
everyone got their weak spot.
Yep, that's true. Okay, second to last one, because we're coming up on the hour, is that people think that their New Year's resolution fail because they don't have any support. So people don't stay motivated because they feel like they're alone. Is that something that you can see being true, or is that
definitely true?
But here why I say that's bullshit, because like, I guess I'm speaking for me then, like, why do you need people to accomplish a goal that you set for yourself? Like, this is your goal, this is your resolution. Why you need company to do it? You want born, you want to go dead, why you need somebody to help you accomplish your goal? Is that being too harsh, or is that realistic?
I don't know. It's split in hairs. To me, I look at it like this. So one of my short-term goals is to get back to my high school soccer body. And it's easier with my friends, like, yo, let's hit the gym. Yeah, leave that piece of steak. You don't need that, you know. It's best when you have a support team. Like, if I was left by myself, I'd just be like, I'm going to fuck the steak up.
Well, I guess that's true. Not a lot of people are self-motivated. Thank God I'm not one of those persons.
Yeah, so I think with a support system, it works out better.
Okay. Well, I can see with that. And then last but not least, people's New Year's resolution fail because people all over the world say New Year's resolutions fails regardless. So why set them? So does it even make sense setting them? So people are listening to what other people are saying.
I think people are just lazy in general. Like I said, New Year's resolution uses a goal that you want to obtain, but you don't mind if you miss out on it. Like, it's always next year.
Well, because I feel like you can't beat yourself up for missing a day. I feel like people need to look at the end picture and not just, you know, the day-to-day view of it. Like, if you want to lose weight, you start January 1st, don't expect to be a little waist, big booty by January 5th. Come on. you know what I mean?
You don't need a BBL for that.
And that's what was happening to me, because I feel like because of my personality, the fact that I told myself that I couldn't have the food, it made me just want it more. It's almost like my body was fighting my mind. It's like, you told me I can't eat it. Oh, I'm gonna eat it. I don't know, maybe that's just how I'm programmed. If somebody tells me I can't do something, my body just goes into I'm gonna prove it to you, I'm gonna show you kind of mode, and I can't help it. So then there's that.
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear you on that.
Well, guys, you tell us if you have a New Year's resolution that you set for yourself that you think is achievable or not, or a reason why you think it will fail, and then we'll pick up and start those comments in our next episode that will be streaming live every Thursday at 8 p.m. So that is the end of our live hour for tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in. We've got more raw, honest, and relatable conversation coming your way every Thursday at 8 p.m. Red, anything you want
to
leave with your listeners tonight?
I miss Grandma at night.
You miss Grandma? That's it. I think Grandma was a month ago, but I know. I don't know. When was that? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I miss that. That's it. I miss Grandma at night.
Maybe this year we'll have to go and a report live from Junction Square, Grand Market. I don't know.
Grand Market, live on the scene.
Live in the streets.
But give you a full walk on taste review of our food.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome.
That make a good episode.
Add that to the list. Well, guys, tell your cousins to tell their cousins, and tell your mommy or daddy to send it out, like how Danilo was sending a WhatsApp message that morning time. Oh my God. Jesus, my mom sent it to my dad, and then my dad sent it to my auntie. So I ended up getting five of the same messages. So send out the link to our show the way y'all send those damn WhatsApp messages. But stay safe out there, and we love you. I'm Cousin Smishy, and this is Cousin mm-hmm. Red. You're not here.
Yes.
Tell the people your name.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's so funny. That's funny. I'm sure okay, you tell him it's Cousin Red.
Okay. Well, we're signing off until next week, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye.